This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, the Sunday edition of the program. In the studio with you here tonight, it's Ian,
Richard Rich,
and Melanie.
And as always, you're invited to join us. A lot of you have nothing else that you can do, but a bunch of businesses closing down.
We've got a captive audience.
A lot of folks are going to, or they're being told not to go to work. They're being told to not go to school. They, in some states, have, or apparently Hoboken, New Jersey, now has a curfew. In some states, there have been orders from the government to restaurants to close down. Illinois, saying here they may be closing bars and restaurants. One story saying the governor is looking hard at it. Another story saying it's already happening. There's a lot to talk about here. All of it related to this scare over the coronavirus. And I'm still not clear. Is this as deadly as the flu yet? Has it even gotten to that point?
Not in the U.S. And I think not anywhere other than China.
So it is more deadly than the flu in China, is what you're saying?
I don't know, but China, like, it was actually a problem in China, at least from what was being reported.
So the funniest headline that I saw about this corona thing is that the youngins are now referring to the COVID-19 as the boomer remover.
because it does affect older folks. It's affecting, I did look at a chart the other day that if you're over the age of 80 and you contract coronavirus, you have like a 14 point something percent chance of dying if you're between 70 and 80.
But how does that compare to like a regular cold?
I don't know. It's a good question. Like if you're that old and you come down with something.
I would take 14% odds, right? Because you're going to have an 86% chance of surviving this. Like, all right, fine, let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, does that mean you should completely disrupt everything in life? Because some older folks may contract something similar to the flu. From what I understand, this is like related to the cold and the flu, right? The
coronavirus.
Most people are going to survive, but people's reactions to it are, like, insane, and we've seen crazy panic buying. I was actually just trying to scroll back to about, I don't know, the easiest way to do this, in our coronavirus channel on the Free Talk Live LRN Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. It's just nonstop updates, nonstop posts from people just showing interesting stuff related to this.
That's my entire news feed anyway.
Just the coronavirus?
It's ridiculous how much coronavirus news is just dominating every news outlet you can possibly imagine.
But trying to find something else, it's a challenge.
Well, that's another thing. So I was pointing out in the chat room, and I had said this before, not on the air. So if something is so benign that you just don't go to the doctor for it, because why would you? Then that's going to up the fatality rates, because then you're only going to be counting severe cases.
Okay. Because most people won't check. I don't know. A lot of people are going to the doctor because they're afraid. Like, they think that they've got this thing, and they want to go get tested.
So, to address your other point, Ian,
there's a huge load on the medical system.
When you said, like, should you disrupt your entire life? The biggest, the most relevant argument that I've heard for, yes, you should disrupt your entire life is, even if you contract it, and it's not, you know, you'll survive it, you don't want to risk going out there and being the one who transmits it to one of those elderly folks who will die, right? So you self-quarantine for their benefit as a, you know, you disrupt
your
life.
You're saying if you contract it, or are you just self-quarantining in the fear that you might?
Part of it is the length of time it takes for you to get symptoms, right? What the news is saying is like 14 days. You can have it for up to 14 days before you show a symptom and transmit it in that
time. I don't know if I agree with that viewpoint. It's like, it's not my responsibility to protect everybody else.
Yeah, so we're talking about people who are trying to work, spending $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, whatever you're making a month, all of them, whether they're sick or not, to protect people who are already retired and can just stay home themselves. That doesn't math. No.
Right. If they want to be safe, they should go ahead and quarantine themselves. If you don't, you know, if you're worried you're going to pick up this virus and it's going to kill you, if you're in your 80s or 70s or something like that, then you ought to be staying home and having your food delivered to you, and your have your grandkids or whatever come bring you the food or whatever. It's not my responsibility to live my life differently because somebody else is afraid of something.
And it's not costless. It's not just a minor annoyance. It's like, okay, well, if you're severely immunocompromised and you get this, maybe you'll die. It's like, okay, yeah, but guess what happens if you don't work? You're going to die. So, no.
There was, if you go into our coronavirus channel at about 2:30 in the morning, from this morning, there is a crazy video that I'm playing on the screen here in the studio. I don't know if you guys have seen this yet, but you can see a line of customers, and the car is moving relatively quickly past this line of customers as we're coming into a parking lot. So there's a Costco.
Oh, there it is, Costco.
Behind there. So, you know, massive grocery / department store members club. And then there's a break in the line for the opening to the back of the parking lot of the Costco, and then the line continues. And then there's another break in the line for another opening into sort of the back area, like the stocking area of the Costco. And you come up to the front of the building, or like maybe one of the sides of the building, and the line continues. Just,
Jesus.
I mean, I don't know, hundreds and
that's
hundreds
just for the hot dogs.
Of people. is Costco known for their hot dogs?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've never been to a Costco.
Oh,
and then we're still
out.
Going with, like, garage bays here. This is probably a side of the building still. We're not even, I don't think, quite to the front yet. Just, I mean, this thing goes on for more than a minute of just tracing this line until you finally get to the front of the store where people are waiting to...
Which means that the store is full to fire code capacity.
Yeah. Full of customers.
Maybe, right? This could be like before the store opens.
It could
as
be
well.
Before they open, yeah. But it doesn't matter. Okay, maybe it is before they open. Either way, that's a ton of people standing outside of this place. And it's not the only video that's like this either. Now, it's not clear which, you know, city this is, but clearly big cities are the ones that are getting hit the hardest because they have the highest, you know, concentration of people per square mile. And the videos and footage from, like, Manhattan yesterday showing people waiting in lines outside of and around blocks from grocery stores, lines snaking through the store itself, just taking hours for folks to go in and try to get whatever scraps of food may remain. You know, if this becomes protracted, as I'm sure some people are rightly concerned that it may, I mean, you've got people telling so-called authorities telling people to stay home. Don't go to work. Don't go, you know, quarantine yourself for weeks, if not, or more than a month. You know, if this goes on for a long time, are we going to see a flight from the cities? Are we going to see, and how quickly, are we going to see a bunch of people be like, you know what, I don't really want to live in New York City anymore. This is insane. I can't get milk. You know, I can't get anything. So
I doubt that.
I mean, but to where? Like, it's there's not just
to
like
not
a whole,
the big cities whole bunch anywhere
of
besides
un-
the big
lands.
Cities. There are smaller cities, right, that they could go to where maybe there isn't as great of a burden on the resources. Like, you know, here in Keene, New Hampshire, one of our co-hosts and I went out to the Price Chopper a couple of nights ago, and the shelves weren't completely ravaged, so there was still plenty of food on the shelves. He said the packaged meat was pretty much gone.
Okay.
Toilet paper was gone completely. I didn't bother to go look at the hand sanitizer. I wouldn't even know where. I mean, I never go look at that stuff anyway, so I didn't pass by it. I suspect that was probably gone too. But there was still plenty of canned food, still plenty of sort of packaged food items. So the shelves were not bare, with the exception of toilet paper for the most part.
I don't think it's going to be like a long drive out from the city, right? Like, it's one small hiccup like this isn't going to drive people out of the city, because the draw to living in the city is different than the draw to living in the country.
Sure, but if you can't get food, then right. all of a sudden you may change your perspective on that. You know, people move to the city for convenience, right, right. in a lot of cases, or they've got a job there, or they just love right. living in cities because of everything
that's
convenient.
That's the big one, the loving the city life that's associated with living in the city.
Sure,
in
but downtown. Part of that is you don't have to go very far to get things that you need, right? Yeah. Like, you can live in one area of the city and just sort of get your shopping done at bodegas or right. whatever in that area.
But this is an emergency, and that'll pass.
That's what I would like to believe as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But is the panic going to pass quickly? It's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
Are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement, or perhaps you've got some doubts? You need to get hooked up with Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, where he can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. You can get your free copy now at CFO-project.com. You can invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-project.com. There's so much crazy news surrounding this coronavirus thing. It's hard to really know where to start, but one of the big stories that I think we should be covering here is this guy who got some headlines, and of course headlines like this almost always lead to government manipulation and intervention, but the New York Times covered a man in Tennessee who has 17,000-plus bottles of hand sanitizer, and according to the headline, nowhere to sell them because of Amazon, for instance, cracking down on sellers who were so-called gouging on these products.
So that's a key point, right? He could probably sell them for lower than what he wants to sell them for.
I don't know. I don't know how consistent the crackdown has been, because we looked into this a few days ago where the headlines were that eBay and Amazon were cracking down on these sellers.
Okay.
Then one of our chatters over at the Discord, over at discord.lrn.fm, he verified that on eBay all the items had been taken down shortly after they said they had. But then a day later, they were back.
Okay.
So it wasn't clear, like, was eBay just on once-a-day basis going and wiping out these things, or did they only go and wipe them out once and were like, well, that's it, we're done? So it's not clear how consistent the enforcement of this thou shalt not sell these products here, because the way they'd announced it was, you just can't sell them, period.
Okay. Well, that's the only safe thing for them to do.
When you say safe, what do you mean by safe?
So you can't really have, like, an agorist eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And there are price gouging laws, and there are also predatory pricing laws, and there are also price setting laws.
Yeah, but if it's an auction, then it's not gouging, right? Because then you're just
doing it for whatever the price
is. I wouldn't
want to be the one to have to defend that case the first time.
eBay also allows you to set like a buy it now price, where that's the price,
they do.
And you're just a store and you sell it.
But you don't have to set buy it now.
You don't. Mm-hmm. But if they're going to crack down on gouging, right, they could mandate that all those be buy it now and then have a maximum price that you can sell it for. Right.
Now, I did just search eBay for hand sanitizer, and I'm not seeing a whole lot of results. So maybe they are going through on occasion. There's still a little bit here, but the main results are not what you would expect them to be.
Okay.
So it seems to be pretty inconsistent. Maybe you'd do better on Amazon than eBay, but
or Facebook Marketplace.
Here's
or
a story, or as one of our chatters, Camel Toe, in the chat room there at discord.lrn.fm suggested, just go to the flea market, dude.
There you go.
You don't have to sell everything online. But nonetheless, Jack Nikas over at the New York Times reporting that on March 1st, the day after the first coronavirus death in the U.S. was announced, brothers Matt and Noah Colvin set out in a silver SUV to pick up some hand sanitizer. Driving around Chattanooga, Tennessee, where, by the way, we're on the air on WGOW, they hit a Dollar Tree, then a Walmart, then a Staples, then Home Depot. At each store, they cleaned out the shelves. Over the next 3 days, Noah Colvin took a 1,300-mile road trip across Tennessee and into Kentucky, filling a U-Haul truck with thousands of bottles of hand sanitizer and thousands of packs of antibacterial wipes, mostly from little hole-in-the-wall dollar stores in the backwoods, he said. The major metro areas were already cleaned out. Matt Colvin stayed home near Chattanooga, preparing for pallets of even more wipes and sanitizer that he had ordered and starting to list them on Amazon. Colvin said he'd posted 300 bottles of hand sanitizer and immediately sold them all for between $8 and $70 each, multiples higher than what he'd bought them for.
Smart.
To him, it was crazy money. To many others, it was profiteering from a pandemic.
Whatever.
The next day, Amazon pulled his items and thousands of other listings for sanitizers, wipes, and face masks. The company suspended some of the sellers behind the listings and warned others that if they kept running their prices up, they'd lose their accounts. eBay soon followed with even stricter measures prohibiting any U.S. sales of masks or hand sanitizer, which is really stupid.
It is.
As we covered here on Free Talk Live, okay, and we have certainly covered so-called price gouging over the years, like when hurricanes and things like that have struck. It's always in the news, so it's something we talk about because ultimately we support people being able to charge whatever they can, the market will bear for the products that they want to offer. Because what eBay has successfully done is they've made it so people who cannot get hand sanitizer.
Well, no, that's not what eBay has done. That is what the state has done.
Well, not necessarily.
Your problem is with the state, not
with
eBay.
No, not necessarily. It's because people don't understand this. And even if the state didn't have prohibitions on it, eBay still has rules about price gouging. eBay still has rules about fair pricing.
And eBay still has rules about not selling crack cocaine on eBay because the state will come arrest them.
Yeah, but I think you're giving people too much credit for like being as free market as maybe you or I might be in the absence of the state. And eBay's still worried about what people think. And if people start saying, well, eBay's allowing price gouging, then they're going to respond negatively to it.
eBay's an auction site, primarily. Like, I know I just said the buy now, but if you let the auction run its natural course, like, that's the market price.
That's what people will pay.
That's what people will pay.
But eBay doesn't want to look bad. They don't want to look like they're contributing to this, regardless of whether the state's there or not. And we read their press release here on Free Talk Live, and it specifically cited not only the laws against price gouging, but again, an auction isn't a price gouge. So therefore, they're taking things down because of the image. They're taking things down because of what they think people will think about them.
And that might not be a bad thing either, right?
Like, but it is bad because it's stopping people from getting the things they want.
Well, so is going to the store and buying all of it. So you can't say you're solving a problem if it's the problem that you caused yourself.
What do you mean? Who's solving
the problem? Dude bought $17K in hand sanitizer. He's
honestly,
not
a drop in the
problem.
Bucket. I mean, it's a drop in the bucket of the total amount of hand sanitizer out there, right? I mean, 17,000. If every bottle goes to one person, that's only 17,000 people.
But he still took the risk to invest his own funds,
right,
in that, with the expectation of making a profit later, potentially.
The hope of that.
But that's more of a broken window thing. Like you're going around and creating a quote shortage. And then I'm turning around and being like, I solved the shortage. Y'all like, no.
He's cornered the market. That's basically what happened.
Yeah, I don't think that what he's done should be illegal. I think that it should be
completely
legal.
I mean, nothing should be illegal, but you can be a heinous person without committing aggression.
Okay, so you're against this guy and what he did then?
The person with the U-Haul truck full of sanitizer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll tell you what has gone on with this guy coming up here in moments, because the story just begins where he gets the news coverage. Because bad things happen after somebody like this gets
news
coverage.
If you go around bragging about what you have,
yeah, we'll tell you about it. Coming up here, it's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Amid strict travel bans and border closings, Americans are trying to head home from around the globe. But once they return, they have to wait for hours in long lines for medical screenings.
It's understandable how when people see a travel ban, they immediately want to hunker and get home. Hopefully we don't have more of that, but I think we probably, unfortunately, will see that.
On Fox News Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health says that social distancing can curb the spread of the virus, and he thinks everyone should make changes to their daily lives.
To think that right now everything is going to be okay if you don't do anything, that's absolutely incorrect.
President Trump says he has been tested for the coronavirus, and the test did come back negative. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want here. Toll-free number 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're here every single night live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. This particular episode, the live Sunday edition, here with you, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We'll tell you more about this guy with over 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer. But he can't sell it online anymore, so he didn't know what to do. Ended up in the mainstream media. It's a New York Times story about it. Well, something else went down with this guy just recently after all the press coverage. We'll tell you what happened coming up here in moments. But first, let's go to the phones where your calls and thoughts are welcome. John is listening in Virginia to WNIS in Virginia Beach. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I'm watching this coronavirus, and I'm watching the way people are reacting. And I get it. I'm not saying it's nothing to be worried about. I think that people are overreacting. And
yes.
I think it is the media driving it. I think that in today's world, everybody's got a smartphone with a camera. They got Facebook and Twitter. So the media has to compete directly with them and each other. So, and we've really turned in society as what's considered outlandish. If it's not bigger than what the next guy is putting out, people tune out, and they tune to the most outlandish or the scariest thing possible. And it's plus it's an election year, and the politicians, I'm so over them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a combination between the media and what they're seeing on TV, and I think that the media are the ones profiteering for it. Because if they can get you tuned in and hooked and keep you on the edge of your seat, for every minute or every click you do on your computer or for every minute you're on TV watching it, they're raking in the advertising dollars. You know, so, I mean.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case.
How do you think President Trump got elected? Because it's the media. They made the guy, honestly, if you think about it.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It's also the social media as well, which is really adding to the panic, as everybody can show photos of sold-out shelves, and then everybody else has to get down there and get their shot at it, for instance.
That's the cascading effect of the shortage and the crisis, right? It's like, well, okay, so you want toilet paper, and Amazon says, like, we got it. It'll ship in April. Like, oh, man.
Then you don't have it.
We
have your order.
Right. But then you think, okay, now I'm not going to be able to get toilet paper for like a month. So then you overbuy, right? So the next person who goes to Amazon or whatever, you know, now they won't have any until June. Right. That guy goes like, oh, I'm not going to have any for 4 months. So he overbuys. And everyone, you know, in the panic of not having it immediately, overstocks up way too much.
Right. People have got closets full of the stuff.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wasn't SARS worse than this so far? And we didn't get near the attention of SARS. I mean, none of this stuff.
Right.
I think it's also the woke crowd. Like, if the NBA stays open, or like you said, Amazon or eBay sells something, and then the woke crowd gets a hold of it, and they smear them, they're worried about being ran out of business. And people are reacting and overreacting. I think some adults need to take charge and I just tell the woke crowd to step off. Be quiet. We don't need you. Go and
well, then they'll get canceled too.
Go counsel the woke crowd. That'd be great.
John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's on our AMP-only call-in line on the Discord server. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, I touched on this yesterday about I'm getting old and not. You know, the younger people are going to be here a lot longer than me, and the coronavirus has taken out the old people. So with that in mind, I want to talk about the value of life, because people say, you know, life is sacred, life is, you know, everybody's life is valuable or priceless and all this. And I disagree with that.
Okay.
Life is not priceless. There is a price you can put on every life out there.
Yeah, economists do it all the time. Catch health.
And I will give you an example. Let's say that you have a very rare disease, and the only cure for that disease costs the same amount as the GDP of the entire planet. Are you ever going to get that treatment? No, you're not, because your life is not worth the GDP of the entire planet.
Mm-hmm.
But so, if you could just save one person, Gene.
Yeah. So here's... That's an extreme, but you use extremes to prove a point. So if you have something where only $1 million is needed to save your life, well, you have to come up with that $1 million. You had better have scrimped and saved or been darn lucky, one or the other, in order to pay that amount. So, yes, everybody's life has value. And as I get older, the value of my life is quickly depreciating.
Doesn't that lead to a situation where only rich people's lives are valued because they can afford the treatments?
Well, it kind of does. I mean, in a way, if whatever you or you could have a rich person who you work for, and out of the goodness of their heart, they decide to pay for it. But either way, your life has to be valuable to somebody in order for you to get that kind of extra treatment. I'm talking about extra treatment because everybody's going to have air and everybody will have water unless you live in a desert. So those kind of things, they're not very valuable. So even lives that don't have a lot of value will continue to exist. But the point is to think that everybody's life has infinite value is just wrong, because we don't have that kind of resources on the planet. Everybody, and maybe person has made a lot of bad decisions in their life, and you know their organs are all blown because of drug abuse, mm-hmm. or something like that. There isn't enough money to put that person back together, so their life really isn't worth that much. Now it's
a
hard
times
thing
they
to say.
Disqualified that. From organ transplants, right? Because of the lifestyle choices.
What about criminals? What about people who have taken the lives of others? People who are destructive and damaging to life. I think most people would agree that their lives are not worth as much.
And I would agree with that as well. So decisions that you make during your life, and sometimes the decisions weren't yours. You know, a lot of people, they get a bad deal in life and they wind up in a very bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't try to compensate for that. So their life value does go down. So to think that everybody's life is the same, it's a nice story. I mean, it's a nice idea and I wish it was true, but it's simply not. So as I get older, my life is not worth as much. If I have to die so that a 20-year-old or, you know, my granddaughter, grandson, whatever, so that they can live, then that's just nature playing itself out. That's just what happens.
Yeah, and that is one of the viewpoints that people could take on this coronavirus thing, which I'm still trying to see if this thing even is coming close to the actual flu as far as its infection rate is concerned. I've yet to really find those numbers. But it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal as far as an actual virus is concerned. It's all of the reactions that people are doing. But, you know, just looking at it from the perspective of, hey, in nature, things happen from time to time sort of as natural cullings, right? In forests, they catch fire. And that's part of the process of the forest has to burn down in order to regrow. And similarly, diseases happen amongst humans. And maybe it's just a natural thing that, you know, you really can't stop it.
So we could go to socialized medicine then and have the death panels that just let old people die, because it's going to naturally happen.
Old people are going to die, but yeah, that doesn't mean that we should go to socialized
medicine. We're dying either way. We're checking out
Gene,
either way.
For the perspective, I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The guy with over 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer. What happened to him? You want to take a guess?
I think I know. I'm not going to put
There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got more on the story of the guy with 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer. What happened to him after he made major headlines, the New York Times and I'm sure elsewhere. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
And I want to say thanks to Patrick Jones, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Patrick contributing $5 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program to help us advertise, market, and promote. That is what AMP stands for. To help us get the show on more radio stations around the United States and beyond. You can help us with that and get some cool perks like access to the AMP and supporters chat rooms over on our Discord server. And also, you can easily, you know, get a bunch of other cool perks by going to amp.freetalklive.com. There's a Facebook group for amplifiers as well, ampamp.freetalklive.com. And that's where you can get signed up with credit card or PayPal or Bitcoin BTC. We definitely appreciate the support. And so back to the story here from the New York Times, and then we'll tell you about some of the more insane news. Apparently Massachusetts now joining the list of state governments that are telling restaurants and bars that they cannot open to the public. That is pretty crazy, but that's what's happening. Millions of people around the United States searching for hand sanitizer. They believe it will help protect them from the spread of the coronavirus. While Mr. Colvin in Tennessee, as we've been telling you about, has been sitting on over 17,000 bottles with no clear ideas to where he can sell them.
There's demand for the sanitizer because people around the country want it.
Yeah.
He's sitting on $17,000 worth of stock.
But he can't sell it.
They're not allowed to transact.
eBay and Amazon have started taking down sellers who are even trying to sell this stuff for regular prices. According to the story here, he says it's been a huge amount of whiplash from being in a situation where I've got coming and going, where what I've got coming and going could potentially put my family in a really good place financially, to what the heck am I going to do with all this? Mr. Colvin is one of probably thousands of sellers who have amassed stockpiles of hand sanitizer and respirator masks that many hospitals are now rationing, according to interviews with 8 Amazon sellers and posts in private Facebook and Telegram groups from dozens more. Amazon said it had recently removed hundreds of thousands of listings and suspended thousands of sellers' accounts for price gouging related to the coronavirus. Amazon, eBay, Walmart, and other online e-commerce platforms are trying to stop their sellers from making excessive profits from a public health crisis. While the companies aim to discourage people from hoarding such products and jacking up their prices, many sellers had already cleared out their local stores and started selling the goods online. Now both physical and digital shelves are nearly empty. But of course, the digital shelves are that way because of these stupid decisions by Amazon and eBay. Rather than just let people sell the products that they have for whatever
obviously
it is that
there's
they can
demand
get.
For it.
Yeah, for whatever it is they can get. Instead, they're basically telling people, you can't have it. You can't have it at any price.
But, so Amazon should go to jail, whatever his name is.
No, they shouldn't
go to jail.
So
that this dude could make $17,000 off a hand sanitizer.
Why would Amazon go to jail for that?
Because it is illegal.
But Amazon's not the one selling it.
So?
Okay, so you're saying that the laws prohibit someone from being associated in any way?
Where's Ron Ulbrich?
He's in prison.
Okay.
He ran a website where people were selling
drugs. For running a website where people were selling illegal stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like, I don't see how this is, what's his name, Benzo's problem. Jeff Bezos' problem that this dude wants to get rich off of cleaning out auto sanitizer.
Well, it is a problem because now people can't get any hand sanitizer
at all.
Yeah,
because this dude bought it all.
He did not buy it all. He bought a fraction of it.
But 17,000.
17,000
is nothing. He said he cleared out all the stores he
How many bottles of hand sanitizer are you going to get on a pallet of hand sanitizer? I bet you
I don't know.
Thousands.
I've never bought a pallet of hand sanitizer.
Almost guaranteed thousands.
Thousands of them on just one pallet. So, really, the dude has almost nothing. I mean, yeah, it's filling up his garage, but, you know, compared to the rest of the world, compared to the rest of the country, it's nothing. But anyway, Michaela Kozlowski, nurse in Dudley, Massachusetts, has been searching for hand sanitizer since before she gave birth to her first child on March 5th. When she searched the stores, which were sold out, she skipped getting gas to avoid handling the pump. And when she checked Amazon, she couldn't find it for less than $50. She said of the sellers, quote, "You're being selfish, hoarding resources for your own personal gain," she said. Sites like Amazon and eBay have given rise to a growing industry of independent sellers who snatch up discounted or hard-to-find items in stores to post online and sell around the world.
I still don't see why that's a problem for people. Right?
Because it feels bad.
It sure it does, right? But in other industries, right, they like things come out that are limited edition or short supply or we're capping the number at this amount, right? And then you have people who can afford to buy it, and then you can have people who afford to buy it and then resell it, right? Like ticket scalpers for any sporting event.
And people
or concert,
hate those people.
They hate them, but it's the only way to get tickets.
Is for some concerts, that's true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some would argue that those people are providing a valuable service of taking the risk that this is going to continue, right? Because this guy didn't know. You know, he didn't. When
he got screwed, right? He took a risk and, you know, is not getting the money back.
Yeah, well, that's because of the decision of Amazon and eBay and ultimately you'll see
risk.
The state of Tennessee here in a moment and the rest of the story. But he took a risk of buying, even if it weren't for that, if he had never been, you know, given all this publicity and if Amazon and eBay had never cracked down, he still took a risk by going out and spending his time and money to purchase all this inventory when, you know, this could have blown over after like a week and then he would have had a whole garage full of hand sanitizer that he then couldn't sell at $5 or $10 or $20 a piece. He'd have to sell at normal prices, which is only worth so much of your time to do, right? Like, I mean, how much do you want to get paid to sit around and pack and ship dollar bottles of hand sanitizer all day?
It's probably not worth it, which is why
really
he doesn't
work.
Do it on a regular basis.
Right. So he took a risk, and it could have not worked out for him. It turns out it didn't work out for him at all, but that's for different reasons. But even under normal market circumstances, it might not have worked out for him. But going on to the story here, it says the sellers call it retail arbitrage, a 21st century career that has adults buying up everything from limited run cereals to fingerling monkeys, a once hot toy. The bargain hunters look for anything they can sell at sharp markup. In recent weeks, they found their biggest opportunity, the pandemic. As they watch the list of Amazon's most popular searches crowd with terms like Purell, N95 mask, Clorox wipes, sellers said they did what they'd learned to do, stock up supply and sell it for what the market would bear.
Smart.
But we'll continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to James. He's in Montana listening via TalkStream Live online. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, what I had to talk about was a little bit of the aftermath and recovery. When all this stuff kind of comes to an end and starts to blow over, you know, you talk about the economic impact and stuff. You know, I see some of our politicians, you know, to be named, I would guess, insisting on all of these tariffs, all of these sanctions, and other things being dropped as a form of aid and recovery, when we should be taking advantage of these things and taking control and learning to be more self-sufficient instead of going back to living under their umbrella.
Well, if they're dropping sanctions and tariffs, I'm going to, like, give them a high five for that, because those shouldn't exist either.
Yeah. But at the same time, like I said, one reason why we've got this virus out in the first place, you know, is due to a reason. You know, China has started this. They've mitigated it. They've got the virus out in the open. Everybody's going to want us to feel sorry for them before we feel sorry for ourselves and take care of ourselves.
I don't see how self-sufficiency fixes the virus from being transmitted across Atlantic or transnational.
What I'm talking about is fixing our own needs. They will insist on us taking care of the rest of the world before taking care of ourselves.
And who is this that's insisting on that?
Politicians.
Politicians will be doing that, necessarily like the Democrat Party and people like that that are against Trump's policies.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm against all of their policies. I wish they'd just leave us all alone. But, I mean, in this case...
unless they're removing regulations and tariffs, right?
Yeah, but that's not what they're doing.
Well, he said that's what they're doing.
Yeah. You know, and
tariffs.
I can see how it could help trade. We could get things moving along again. But we need to do this to be a more self-sufficient nation instead of starting to rely on these people again, you know?
So you're saying that tariffs shouldn't be canceled?
Well, I'm saying we shouldn't have to be relying on these other countries.
Mm-hmm. But it's a global economy. I get what you're saying, that, you know, it'd be nice if everything was manufactured here in the United States, but you got your Republicans and Democrats that have been putting in regulations for decades that have driven manufacturing outside the U.S. So ultimately, they have no one to blame but themselves.
Would it be nice?
Exactly.
It would be best if it's bickering over that. Most efficiently?
I'm sorry, you guys are both talking at the same time. What was that, James?
Well, I'm saying they would be more apt to bicker over that and be more concerned about that than enacting factory building, per se, here in America.
Well, you don't just enact factory building. Okay, you have the economic circumstances that encourage people to have their factories here and not move them outside of the United States. And if you want to blame somebody for that, blame both the Republicans and Democrats.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty Movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Identify today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.